Coach Doug Martin returned last week, and there was schools of thought that maybe he'd be fresh legs, maybe he'd be rusty after that time off. Looked more like fresh legs to me. How would you assess his performance, and how much difference could he make to this offense?
Yeah, fresh legs for sure. But those fresh legs, the training conditioning and football conditioning are often different things. So Doug certainly gave us a lift in the second quarter and on the touchdown drive and did a nice job. Got a little bit tired in the second half. So he had 25 snaps in the game. That's approximately a third of the game. I'm sure that will build and that will rise up quickly. And, you know, Doug looked like the Doug from 2015. And you know, we know that guy brings an element to our team that gives us some explosiveness in the run game. And we need that.
He and Jacquizz and Charles are running behind an offensive line that we really haven't heard a whole lot about. And oftentimes that's a good thing. There are reasons for people to wonder how it would go with J.R. Sweezy coming back and Allie moving to center. How would you assess how it's gone so far?
Yeah, I think it's gone really well. And there's so many offensive lines in the league right now that are depleted due to injury. And knock on wood, we feel like we have good depth. We think our starters are playing well. We've been playing two guys at left guard, so you're building depth at the same time. And J.R. is playing like the guy we thought we were getting when we signed him from Seattle, you know, before his injury. Allie at center is still a little bit of a work in progress as far as the physical part and the mental part. He's doing great. We got to cut down the couple snaps a game that are off. And again, that's a little bit of an experience thing. But I think if you look around the league, our line is probably in the upper part of the league.
Well, on the other side of the ball, you got better pressure against New England, and especially up the middle. Mike Smith was talking about it and said there's still a lot of technique things those guys are working on. There's still a lot more that you can get out of those guys. Have you seen defensive lines, without any new personnel coming in, progressively get better as the season goes on?
Oh, sure. And health has a lot to do with that. And we are working some new guys in there. And, you know, Will Clark is a new addition. And the other thing you got to remember is, and this happened to us a little bit last year, is we got healthier as the year went on. And, you know, guys kind of settled into their roles. Robert Ayers got healthier. He had his best game against the Patriots because he's probably the healthiest he's been. You know, Noah's going to have to get back to getting used to playing in that brace again. But another part of getting pressure on the quarterback is understanding the type of quarterback we're playing. Playing Tom Brady last week or Carson Palmer this week is different than playing Cam Newton that we play in 2 weeks. They're different style of quarterbacks.
Yeah, and Carson Palmer, he's been sacked 19 times, but when he's had time to throw, they put up some big numbers, and they have, like your offense, they have four guys that are at like 250 yards already. Is this a tough offense to defend when he has time to throw?
Well, yeah, they're top five in passing and passing yards, explosive plays. They are one of the teams, like I mentioned earlier, that's had a lot of offensive line issues health-wise. And when you're shuffling guys around, then that usually leads to more hits on the quarterback and more sacks. And, you know, that would be great if we can do that. But they're a team, Coach Arians believes in throwing the ball down the field, similar to we do, and he's definitely going to take his shots. Our rush needs to help our coverage this week, just like our coverage needs to help our rush.
And finally, one on the Cardinals defense. They're giving up 25 points a game, but we were saying things like this when the Patriots were coming into town, and it's not all about numbers, I understand. When you look at that depth chart, you see Chandler Jones with 5 sacks and Tyrann Mathieu, Patrick Peterson. That defense is loaded with playmakers, isn't it?
And they've lost a couple playmakers to injuries, but it starts with Chandler Jones. He's the guy that can wear you out as a pass rusher. Tyrann Mathieu is just a playmaker, whether he's a blitzer, which he's really good at, or in coverage. And then Patrick Peterson, one of the best cover corners in the league. This is a very fast, hard-charging defense, a hard-flowing defense. So if you don't do something to slow them down, they're going to just try to run over you.